Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the show. Today's Friday, August 10th. We're back with you. We're on Facebook Live today because we have a special guest, Mr. Max Tucci.
Welcome
to the show, Max.
Hello, good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us as always. Max is the man.
Mm-hmm.
And you see, even you're excited, right?
Yeah, I love when he comes to the show.
Yeah,
it's always a good time.
I thought I'd surprise you.
I'm surprised you didn't say I love when he comes on the show.
He does come
that
on the
too.
Show sometimes.
Right, every day. Sam in the morning.
I wonder how many people do that. That
I'm sure.
Freaks me out.
Well, since you're on, I'm sure a lot more.
Yeah, probably.
I don't know if they're doing it for Sam.
That's
no
true.
Offense.
That's
but
for
you
me.
Bring on someone like this majestic creature.
Thank you.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. So, Danny, how you doing?
I'm so tired.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I filmed yesterday, and then I drank a little bit too much when I was filming.
Oh,
and then
while you were filming?
Yeah.
And did they approve of that?
Yeah. There was an open bar. I was like, oh, Danielle, don't you dare.
What kind of a fucking job is that?
I was going to ask, what are you filming? Because I haven't been like up to date with your comings and goings.
Well, I haven't been really coming on anything.
But going.
No, I just got asked to do a quick 3-day project, and then I'm waiting to hear back to see if I get like an actual new reality show.
So you're doing like a sizzle?
Yeah, this is exactly what it is. It's a sizzle reel for somebody else.
Okay, good.
So I'm just making an appearance on it.
All right.
Hey, whatever works, right?
So I have to go. I have to actually leave here and go straight all the way to Hawthorne, which is far as fuck.
Hawthorne, yeah, it's not that bad. But
it's like an hour and 12 from here. It's like going to Marina Del Rey again.
Yeah.
So
you went to the marina yesterday. How was the drive?
It was long.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How was the marina? Was it packed? A lot of people out there. It's so hot.
Surprisingly, no.
Oh, because people were.
Well, I got there at like 3.
Oh, they've already been out.
Yeah, and I felt like people like had just left. I mean, there was people at the restaurants. The restaurants were popping, but there was not that many boats out.
Yeah.
But it was nice to be on a boat.
Isn't
yeah,
it nice?
I can tell
so
fucking
lovely.
Facebook's already not working. I'm so fucking irritated with this. It like, you know, half the time it doesn't fucking work, you know?
Well, yeah. It's collusion.
I don't know what the hell, yeah.
If Mercury's in retrograde, is that what they call it?
Yeah.
What does that even mean, by the way?
Basically what it means that the planet, with every action, there's a reaction.
Right.
So I was reading this actually yesterday, and what it means is that when there's just this collective energy that things in general,
right.
You know, when you shake a bottle of water, you see the water moving, and that's what the planets are doing. They're all moving and affecting
everything
else. Communication.
Is it still in retrograde, quote unquote?
Yeah, for a couple more days.
Yeah.
We're almost out of it.
Retrograde my ass.
But, you know, is Facebook really the thing? You know, I've been watching, like,
no.
I'm watching television now, and there's like, you know, Facebook, you can love and trust again.
No.
Like, are people,
oh, my God, the commercials, right?
Have you seen them?
I'm like, no, you can't.
And you know they're spending millions of dollars to do that campaign about, like, the whole collusion thing and trusting Facebook again.
Yeah.
I'm loving the new Facebook, like, I'm sorry, the new Instagram TV thing option.
Right.
Okay, yeah, but I will tell you this. I've never once clicked on it and watched anybody's shit.
Okay.
Like, I'll see, like, a thing that says Brent Man Rock. I just plugged him.
Okay.
You go, Brent.
He's come on
funny.
The show.
Yeah. And it'll say posted a new video on IGTV, and I've never once like even clicked on one of those notifications.
Yet.
Not yet.
Right.
But maybe because I'm just not. I guess I don't get it.
You know, I for me, I think when you know how to start using things, like
I'll
Facebook,
be right back, guys.
All
right,
you do your
and
thing.
If it doesn't
we'll
fucking
chat.
Work, I'm fucking. Killing
done
the whole
Facebook.
Thing because you see how distracting it is.
I try no, the only one distracted is you.
Right?
No,
we're
well,
about
yeah,
you.
For
why
me,
is
you know,
such a big deal.
I know.
He loves
well,
Facebook. I'm
fuck?
Trying to tell him
I
it's
know.
Not in.
It's a little antiquated, Sam.
No, it's not. People watch. People watch a lot.
Okay.
I mean, the Facebook lot.
Do IGTV?
IGTV.
IGTV. What the hell is that?
You say
it's like the
new
new YouTube on Instagram.
There's no
collusion. Nobody's on there.
Oh, they are.
That I know.
They are, but I just don't click on it. But yeah, a lot of people are on
Yesterday we were doing Jessica's show, Polish Woman. And even Nikki Haskell, she's like, I don't do Facebook anymore. It's all about Instagram.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
Well, I don't know. I think you can carry relationships and conversations better on Facebook. It's more conducive to it. But what do I know, right? I just know that there's
the
2 billion people.
Using it
well, not the kids, but my kids. The kids is not my audience, really.
Yeah,
know?
That's true.
My mom uses Facebook.
I don't even think my mom does. Her profile picture is from like 2010.
That's fun. Yeah. But you know what, Sam? I always tell you where you are right now is where you're supposed to be.
Yeah.
You know that. So Facebook didn't work today. It'll work next.
Yeah.
Yeah, true. Yeah. Well, you guys just continue talking because right, apparently you could talk without me anyway. He'll be right back.
So, you know, we're here in LA Talk Radio Studio on Sam in the Morning. I'm Max Tucci. I'm here with the beautiful co-host of Sam's, the creature, the being. You know, tell us what you're doing. For those who are tuning in for the first time, because, you know, this isn't like people are joining us for the first time today.
Yeah,
or Sam for the first time. So tell them who you are and what you've done and why you're here.
Well, I'm great on the radio.
There you go.
It's a new discovery. It's like 6 months in, I feel, I've been here. Like, right, 6 or 7
And how's it been working for you?
That's good.
You love it.
Yeah, I love it. Me and Sam can literally carry an entire show. We haven't had a guest in, like, it feels like 2 months. You're our first guest in a very long time. Shout out to you.
But also, you're not censored here, so I think that's a big thing for you.
Yeah. I mean, we had a guest who pulled me aside after the show one time and was like, you have great potential, but you need to, like, steer
clean
away from. Yeah, I was like, no, because if I have great potential, it's going to be what I want to do,
exactly.
And I don't want to be cleaned
this is
up.
My authentic self.
Yeah,
exactly.
You guys are terrible.
But what do you mean? Is it working?
Right. First of all, we just covered your ass, and we're terrible.
I know. No, the shit you talk about.
Wait, what were we talking about?
We're talking about your co-host, and if people are tuning in for the first time, who she is, and why she's here, and why she loves being here.
Right. Right. No. Mm-hmm. That's
and how there's no censorship here, and we could be who we want to be. You know, your tagline is LA Talk Radio. We say what we want. But we could also be who we want.
Right.
That's true. And that's what I like about this.
Because I was telling him that one of our guests one time pulled me aside after the show and was like, hey, you have great potential to be like an interviewer, but you need to like steer away from... what is it called? Irreverent.
Right.
Yeah. Irreverent. Yeah. He's like,
foul language.
Well, tell him that's, you tell him that's my language. You know, you don't like it, you don't like it.
And
know?
I mean, if it was like CBS or like some type of. I'd
clean
it up. Yeah, I'd clean it up.
Yeah, exactly.
Not on a motherfucking podcast, though. You fuckers.
Morning radio.
Yeah.
It's like the Howard Stern of LA Talk Radio.
Yeah.
You get, you know.
I feel like fuck is not a bad word anymore.
No. You know where it derived from? Fornication under the Man of the King. So that's really what that word means.
Not necessarily. I read something else.
Oh, what did you
read? Yeah. For unlawful... hold on a second. For unlawful... I'll think about
it
in a minute and
Google
I'll tell
it.
You.
What, like acronyms? It's supposed to be like an acronym or something?
Listen, all words are made up.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. Like, what does FORK stand for?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. So for unknown carnal knowledge, that's what I read.
Okay.
So, but yeah.
So the British terminology goes back also to fornication under the command of the king.
Right. And that's the same thing. It's both British. So
yeah, but under the form of the king, does it make sense? Because where's the C come
maybe
in?
Maybe it's under the king.
Yeah,
fornication under the command of the king.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. They just added like
listen,
a couple
the Brits
of...
hated there so much that they came to America. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Where they could fuck.
Yeah. Wait, so I don't get that. What does that mean?
Google it.
I know. I'm like, what is...
You're asking me way too many questions first thing in the morning.
Exactly.
Yeah. Fornication means
Max
sex,
is
though,
not qualified to answer this early.
What's Mercury retrograde? What does fuck mean? Come on.
I know. Sorry, but you have energy like you're ready to tell me everything.
Yeah.
So.
Once you listen, that's why I love being on the radio, because it's like once that on-air light goes on in my head,
right.
It's like cameras are on, just be.
Right.
You know,
you're a performer. You like to be.
Performers.
Yeah. You like to be in the limelight and everything. But that's cool, you know? I mean, people love you and you
love
give
that.
Them back, you know?
It's a dish, early dish of Max in the morning.
Right.
That's good.
So for those of you who haven't seen or heard Max before... Max is a host on LA Talk Radio, has been for 10 years, and He's so he lives here part of the time now. Yeah. We get to see him more often.
More often.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. So what's new with you, Max? What's going on?
I'm here this morning.
Yeah.
Well, you got here this morning?
What?
You got here this
morning? No, I was here. I got here a couple days ago because I'm working on a show here on actually LA Talk Radio on the live stream with Jessica Bunavach from Making a Model with Yolanda Hadid. She was on that show. Right. And now she has her own show based off of her brand, which is Polished Woman, and her book, which is Date Like a Girl, Marry Like a Woman. I'll get you copies of the book.
Yeah.
But the show is it's a woman informative show, and she asked me to come because I know LA Talk Radio and be a part of her show and help her produce it. And so it's every Monday at 1 o'clock on the live stream here on LA Talk Radio. And she's doing a great job. It's a show for women, by women, only women guests. She talks about everything from sex to marriage to cheating to... We just did a show yesterday for parents who have sick children that are terminally ill and dying. So she covers every basis. Right. And yesterday, that was a tough and heavy show. There were two mothers. Both of their children had very, very horrific diseases that have very little cures for, where the typical child dies at 18 years old if they make it to that. Right. And, you know, Jessica tackles those conversations, those hard conversations, as well as the light ones with sex and fun and anything to inspire women. And she does a great job. And that's what a polished woman does.
And
so that's
she's drop-dead gorgeous.
She is.
Right. And she's the one that taught me about, her mom told her, you got to keep the sack empty. You know what that means, right?
Well, her mom also taught her that you need to put a little bit of your period blood into a drink if you want to get a man. That's in the introduction. She's doing an audio book right now. Actually, Rolanda Watts, who's an amazing actress, and she's done Criminal Minds now, but she's also a recording artist, voiceover artist. She's doing the audio book, and she called me. She's like, oh my God, the things I'm learning from this book. So just alone from the introduction of the book, you get hooked into finding out spells and cures for. You just got coffee delivered.
I know. She takes such good care of me.
Do you believe it?
You know what, Sam?
She's like my favorite human.
What are we doing wrong?
She knows.
That we're drinking bottled water. Like, this one's getting like coffee and doesn't even ask us if we want any.
Right.
It wasn't my
That's
ass.
Hashtag rude. But you knew it was coming.
I did.
With your blueberry muffin over there. Sam, I'm a little offended. I mean, where's Kraft Catering?
That's true, right? Well, I'll get you some coffee next time.
But yeah, so that's what's new with that show. And then Max and Friends is who I am in the morning is not who I am on Sunday nights. Mm-hmm. Let's put it that way. You know, there's many facets to it.
When am I getting invited to a show?
Whenever you want. Yeah. We'll have to book
it. So how are you different between...
It's not that I'm different. I just have a different facet. Mm-hmm. You know, diamonds have different facets. And one of mine in the morning is on this show is just to be, you know, to adapt to this show. If I come in here and, you know, be who I am on Max and Friends and be like, this is so crazy. My Max and Friends show, what it actually originated as was To The Max. That was on BBS. Right. That's how long ago we go back.
Right.
And
we were called BBS Talk Radio for exactly 2 months.
2 months.
You know, I remember everything you have once said before, Sam.
I know. You're very good at remembering shit.
That's someone said that yesterday, too.
Yeah.
You need
I'm
to
terrible
hide her.
At that.
And then LA Talk Radio was born, 10 years ago in February, right?
Right.
So, and then Max and Friends came about.
Still waiting to have a party for that, by the way, Sam.
I know. We do need one. I know. I keep saying that.
Let's do one Labor Day weekend.
Yeah. Well, everybody's going to be gone. People will say, no, don't do it on the holiday.
Everyone goes away. Yeah. Long weekend is terrible.
I love how no one has money, but everyone goes away.
Right.
Right. Exactly. Right. Nobody works, but they have money. How is that? I don't know.
That's funny.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But Max and Friends, you know, it changed from, you remember when I was just like, I was just excited to have anybody on the show. You know, now it's more tailored into conscious conversations and really what I believe I want to grow and learn as a person. Mm-hmm. So those are the guests that I have on, because if I'm interested in that, at this point, 10 years later, my listeners are interested in
that.
Right. And the guests that I have on, like Gordana Biernat, she's part of Oprah's Super Soul 100. She's on the show so often that I get emails and tweets and at Max Tucci, like, oh, bring her back on. When is she coming back on? Because people are inspired by that. So it's really living a conscious life, but knowing that you could play through the conscious life as well. And that's why I do what I do here in the morning.
Right. I plugged LA Talk Radio Sam in the morning yesterday when I was filming.
Oh, very nice.
Did you guys ever watch Moesha?
Yeah.
Okay, so you know who...
how's that coffee? Take a sip. Quickly, take a sip.
Oh, my God.
You can't talk about it, right?
No, I'm just drawing a blank.
Yeah, that's okay. It happens when you drink the night before in the heat.
Yeah, exactly.
Jackson, Char Jackson.
Oh yeah, of course.
Okay, yeah, I'm filming with her.
Oh, that's fun.
I'm gonna have her come on. She's literally one of the best people I've ever spent a day with.
I can imagine.
She's so sweet. Very, very, like, genuine hearted. Everyone else on set, I could do without.
All right.
Yeah. She's very sweet, though.
But
I had
no
idea.
To go home and you stay there with her.
Yeah, right? She knew I was getting pissed, too, because the Patron started to hit. And I was like, oh, we about to do this.
In 98 degree weather.
Yeah. No, it was actually cold out there.
Was it?
On the boat, I was like, nah.
Okay. Really?
Like, I wish I was wearing a sweater.
Yeah.
Wow. And the sun wasn't out.
Yeah.
I got there. The sun was non-existent.
Yeah. On the coast, it's like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. It looked like it was going to start raining. I'm like, here we go.
Yeah.
Mid-filming, we're going to get soaked.
What fascinates me, you know, I live majority of the year in Florida. And what fascinates me when I come here, I'm like, oh, it's so hot. It's so hot. I'm like, there's no humidity here.
None.
This is like a nice dry heat. In Florida, you get like punched in the face by humidity. You open the door and you're like, you have to stay inside here. I have like a jacket on.
Right.
You know, and then at night you have that desert air that comes through. So
right. But it has been pretty hot here in the valley. You know, I mean, you can't deny 100 degree weather. You know, it's
okay. Well, go to Florida with 100 degree weather and 90% humidity.
Yeah.
It's a whole
in Boston. It's the same way. You walk outside with straight hair and you literally 2 minutes in, it's curly. You're like, okay.
Well, you know, and I think that's the perfect time for like a public service announcement. Like, don't leave your kids and dogs in the car and keep hydrated in this weather.
Right. Yeah.
You know, like literally, I see people who leave, they go into the supermarket. I saw it yesterday and they left their dog in the car. I'm like,
okay, but if you're just grabbing one item, come
on. Listen, those cars bake up. I know you have a twin sister.
Yeah.
I have friends of mine who had two twin boys.
Don't even
twin
finish
boys,
the story.
And they were in the car, locked the door. They were little, 6 or 7 years old. The doors got locked. It was no more than 5 minutes and those boys died.
Wow.
So,
oh my
you know,
God.
It's
That's
that serious.
Story.
When there's 100 degrees outside and you leave your car locked, like, it's not something to, you know, 1 second can kill somebody. We know that. Like a
It's very hot. Yeah, it's very hot out there.
I just like, you know, to put public service announcements out
there. Yeah, there you go.
No, I remember one time I went upstairs to bring my...
Max is God's gift to the world.
No, it did piss me off. When I saw the dog in the car, I was like, am I breaking this window?
Are you one of those PETA people?
I'm not one of those PETA people because I wear leather and I love meat. But listen, I don't judge anybody. If that's their thing, do your thing. For me, I was like, that's just fucked up because that dog is in the car.
Right.
Yeah. And I felt like I was on that show, What Would You Do? But I'm like, they don't film in they're like always in New Jersey.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I'm about to break this window.
Well, I brought my sister lunch back on the East Coast on a day where it was like 89, really hot. And I had my dog, because me and my dog go everywhere back home. And I just literally brought her lunch. But I had all the, like, enough so no one could reach in and steal my dog. And there was like literally PETA activists outside, like threatening my life when I got downstairs.
That's extreme. You know, for me, the hypocritical PETA activists are the ones who like do that and then they get in their car with leather seats.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Or go and have a steak after at the restaurant
right, and
across
wear
the street.
Yeah. Just saying. I don't have to call you out.
Come
you know
on.
Who you are. But yeah.
Oh, well.
I don't really wear leather though. I don't know if that's leather. I think that's faux leather. That's not a real fashion bag.
What about your sneakers? Those look like leather, girl. Just saying.
Oh my God. But wait, leather's like snakes though, right?
No.
Anything that an animal is killed for is considered an animal, whether it was a snake, a cow. Or...
Yeah, well,
but
I don't give a fuck about snakes.
Where leather comes from.
Kill them all. I hate snakes.
I think leather comes from deer and shit like that, doesn't
deer,
it?
Deer, cow.
Oh, I love deer.
Yeah. Horses, zebras.
Oh, my God.
Zebras is an interesting thing because here in America, it was like, oh, my God, a zebra. That's so mad. That's so messed up. Meanwhile, you go to Africa, they're like chickens. They're like a dime a dozen.
Right.
Like all these.
What
like,
do you mean?
There's so many zebras. They're like these like nagging, you know, wild zebras.
Yeah, and they're amazing.
There's so many of them. Yeah, so is their skin on your floor.
Yeah.
Oh, a zebra rug is gorgeous. Listen, that's why people think like...
That's horrible.
All right.
See, you know what? I don't mind, and sometimes I hate this about it because I love steak. I don't mind if like the animal's like old and they lived a good life.
Oh, okay.
But I don't. I think it's fucked up to be killed for it.
Why, listen, if you made it that far, why should you die now? It's like the young ones who haven't experienced anything. Those are the ones that should die.
No, because they deserve a full life.
But the older one is like, it's like I was telling Sam yesterday. Like, you know, if you smoke or drink or do this, it's like you're cutting off the shitty years of your life.
Right.
Like the end of your life. Like unless you just die like romantically in your sleep. But if you get ill or something, like, who wants that?
Exactly.
You know, that's why you have to experience everything now and enjoy now and do what feels good for you.
That's exactly. That's why animals should live their full life and then die at the end.
Okay. For you. So what are we, what, yeah, what are you going to do? Not eat or just eat plants?
No, but I've been eating steak lately and I feel really, really bad about it.
Oh, that's come okay. on, man.
You eat blueberry muffins right now and you sit and
it's
give us one.
It's happened since the beginning of
time. I haven't eaten it, though.
Since the beginning of time, man has been eating animals. What's the problem?
I know.
You know?
Like, cavemen used to hunt them for food,
yeah.
Right?
I love mean, look, coming on this look, show, Sam. We, look, because I'm going to get so much shit for saying that zebra skin is on your... And I'm just thinking like, oh my God. You know, I say things also just to rile up the bunch.
Yeah, but that's okay. I know. Max is very conscious. And,
all my rugs are faux. You know? Is that how you say it? Faux?
Yeah.
I said fox earlier. No one caught on to it.
But Sam, you know, it's really good to see you. I'm really happy for you being here for 10 years.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm feeling it.
Are you?
Yeah, it's a lot of hard work, you know.
How many shows do you have here now?
Yeah, about 75, 80, something like that. Yeah.
And there's slots available, right?
Yeah, there's slots available. But, you know, the thing is that it's cool to get busier, but then you're working harder, you know. So we'll see. I have to find a solution.
And this is a commitment. That's what people don't understand.
Yeah.
You know, being on the air for 10 years, that's a commitment.
Yeah, and running the station.
And it's not everyone thinks, oh, I'm going to have a radio show and I'm going to be on air. You've got to commit to that, and it's a lot of work. You've got to get guests. You've got to be able to talk.
We come here 5 days a week, you know, and things like that. But, yeah, you know.
I'm proud of you. That's my point. Mm-hmm. Great job.
Thank you very much, Max.
And I'm happy to be part of this family.
I'm proud knowing you, really.
Thank you.
You're very... and. Everybody that meets him says, isn't he a great person? Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, he is.
Great vibes.
Great vibes. Hashtag.
Positive energy.
Hashtag great vibes.
Right. Now, I wanted to ask you, so you brought your mom to visit, right? Where does she live now?
I brought my mom to visit. And then, you know, when I got the house here last year, it's actually going to be last year, like this month, I got the house. And we closed. And I didn't think my mom would move out here.
Yeah.
And how life happens. My mom is 75 years old. She's a trip. So much fun. And she, a gentleman friend of hers started texting her, a friend of the family for like 40 years.
Right.
His wife died 2 years ago. And now my mom basically moved to Laguna and is with him. And I think it's something that I've always wanted. My father died when I was 8. And I was like, man, if I have to take care of my mother when I'm like 40, that's going to just suck.
Right.
And I'm going to be 40 next year. And I'm like, like, that's why it's conscious creation, unconscious creation. I put it out there.
Right.
And I never thought my mother at 75 would be moving in with somebody and in Laguna Beach. And I have a house here in LA. So I'm actually going tonight to dinner with her and Rolanda and him. But it's fun. So my mom is actually
she's out here
in
now.
Laguna, right?
Oh, wow. Laguna's so far, but it's so nice out there.
You know, so it's. It all comes down to, like I said just before, conscious creation or unconscious creation. Whatever we can create anything. Yeah. And so for me to be able to create this, and it's just, it's cool.
Yeah.
And you know, you met my mom, have you?
Okay. She was here.
Because I know she's up
amazing.
In the studio.
Yeah.
And she's fun, so she's in Laguna.
Yeah, very cool.
Mama Gina.
Yeah.
Yep.
Very nice. So I wanted to talk about a couple things going on
in the world.
In the world, not that I really care, but yeah. But I wanted to ask you: are there any good movies coming up that you know, Max?
The Meg came out, which looks like trash.
Okay.
The Meg, I think
you know
it already opened, right?
Oh my God,
with a
so
huge
bad.
Prehistoric shark or something.
Yeah. It has Jason Statham, and I'm just like, don't say yes to every movie, dude.
It surprises me that movies are even made. I saw The Spy Who Dumped Me. I'm like, how did this, like, they did a table reading,
really?
And an executive said, yes, let's do this film.
Right.
It was trash. It looks funny in the commercial. Right?
You know what I'm really excited to see, and it's been a long time since there's been an all Asian. Crazy Rich Asians.
I think so too, and they're breaking barriers, so good for them.
You know, like, I was trying to go you know, Jessica's from, she's from the Philippines, and we were talking about this last night. I'm thinking the last full Asian cast that I remember being a mainstream movie was Joy Luck Club. Like, that was a
long time
ago.
And I've never even heard of it.
And then there was like Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, but you know, that was more like of the traditions. This Crazy Rich Asians, I think, is going to be hysterical because we never look at the aspect, like, you know, we're always looking at, you know, rap money or this money or that money, but we never look into like
family
other
money.
Cultures and Asian. There's a lot of money in the Philippines, in Malaysia, Kuala Lumpur, and to be able to celebrate that in a movie and just be able to take the American aspect because he's marrying an American woman.
Uh-huh.
And she's introduced to his family, who's like this old school very sophisticated
and
family.
And she's rude.
Well,
mom's
she's American.
Rude.
The mom's not rude. That's her tradition. You
yeah,
know?
That's crazy.
So
though.
That's why it's called she's Crazy like, Rich Asians. But yeah, so for me, I think that's going to be a fun film.
Yeah, yeah, you know, that's it's true. It's a good idea.
He has a London accent in real life.
An English accent?
Yeah.
A London
but
accent.
But have you seen...
Well, but people in England would know a London accent. I'm
right,
sure
that's
there's
true.
Such a thing.
Yeah. Well, there's London, there's Essex, there's...
Yeah, you know.
Hey, there
all
you
right,
go.
All right, I'll give yeah, you that.
I don't know where he's from. He has an accent, though.
Right, but have you seen Who is America with Sacha Baron Cohen?
No.
Oh.
Is that like a documentary?
It is... It's on Showtime.
Well, it's Borat. Remember Borat?
Right, yeah. But it's new characters.
Yeah.
And it's amazing how... you have to see Who is America because I sit... you know I never am lost for words. But I get like lost for words. I can't believe what he gets very... High profile.
Isn't he usually like playing like a goofy, like not a serious
characters.
Role?
He's interviewing Bernie Sanders. He's interviewing like politicians, like very affluent people in right. from Washington, and gets them to like admit that 3-year-olds should be carrying guns.
Right.
It's like the craziest
I
thing.
Know,
doesn't
I
sound
know.
Like anything I'd watch.
No, no, you should watch it because it really paints a picture of who America is? ?
Right.
But also how Americans behave.
Mm. Yeah, but that's some people, you know. I mean, we have a lot of smart people in this country. You
oh,
know?
I'm
and,
we have
and,
a lot
and
of
to
stupid
expose,
people.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Look, you know, with 300 million people, you're going to have some people that are crazy, that are ignorant, that are racist, that
okay.
are this, that are that.
But
right?
they're making decisions for us.
But yeah, but many of them are not, you know.
Politics but, in the morning.
Yeah. But no, I mean, I've seen... I mean, yeah, when he did the other movies, that was funny, too. You know, when he was asking people and shit.
He's a brilliant character.
Yeah.
Actor.
Right.
Yeah. But what about you? What about any movies for you?
Oh, God, don't ask him.
Why?
He's the one who's going to watch them on Facebook.
In 20 years. In 20 years after they come out.
Shut up.
When was the last time you went to the movies?
What did I see? I can't even remember, man.
Yeah,
it was some time ago. But I did finish watching B-Movie last night. Finally,
that took
have you
like
heard
2 weeks.
The cartoon?
Yeah, the cartoon. Yeah.
Finally,
wasn't that out like 12 years ago?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. But
that's
I'm,
good.
I'm getting into cartoons now because I'm getting into computer animation and stuff. So,
oh, that's
it's
right.
interesting to see how people do shit.
You have like a doll of yourself too.
Yeah. Well, but that's two different things.
That's different.
Really, yeah.
But have you seen the movie Coco?
Yeah, I just saw it.
Coco.
I haven't seen it yet, but I heard it was great.
Yeah,
I saw.
Well, you know, and
I
you lost
like
your father recently.
Much.
You
right.
didn't like you like you didn't feel like that whole. Honoring your ancestors is
no, I didn't connect to that at all.
Did you connect to B movie?
I did. That one was cute.
B movie was cute.
Yeah, and bees are important. And that was really.
I still hate them though. Like, get away from me.
You hate bees. Yeah. You hate snakes.
But I mean, I liked when they pretend they're like airplanes and shit like
right.
that.
Yeah,
that,
that's cute.
And then they were carrying the whole plane. Mm-hmm. You know, that was cool. And for me, it's like I look at it like, wow, how did they do it?
Right.
You know?
Are you creating a cartoon?
Well,
do we need to know something?
I'm working. No, but I'm learning 3D animation again. I used to do that. I had a company back in 1990.
She doesn't want.
I hate
so
the
back
bottom.
In 1990, you had...
What did you give him? Like
the bottom of her blueberry muffin.
Oh,
I only eat tops off muffins.
Really? Mm-hmm. So I'm going to eat your bottom.
Yeah.
But yeah, so 1990, yeah. You had an animation company.
An animation company that I started, and I taught myself... But back then, the tools weren't as sophisticated as today. I got out of it 3 years after because I got burned out. I couldn't find anybody to help me with it. There was too much.
Yeah.
So, but now I kind of developed an affinity for it again. And I want to, so I'm catching up on the new tools and everything. And so watching animation and Pixar and all that stuff because, man, I used to be a pioneer in that. You know, I mean, I was doing this shit when nobody else was.
Including this station. Really?
Yeah, that's true.
You are a pioneer.
So, yeah, I mean, when I find something new that I think, wow, I could do this, then I do it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm doing now. That's why I'm watching all these animated movies.
Do you think that animation is going to take over actors? Because that is a concern. Well, for a lot of actors, actually.
What do you mean?
Right.
Meaning that you're not going to have, you're not going to need actors anymore because you're going to be able to, what's the terminology in animation? Animate them, create them.
Yeah, but I feel like the actors make the movie by their voices. Like, I honestly believe in an animated movie, if they cast differently, the movie wouldn't have the same feel. Like, for instance, in Toy Story, I don't think the movie would be the same if George Clooney wasn't Buzz Lightyear.
I got you.
Do you know what I mean?
George Clooney, no.
George Clooney.
No, he's not Buzz Lightyear.
Yes, he is.
No.
You do that research.
Tim Allen.
Tim Allen's Woody.
No, that's Tom Hanks.
Oh, my God. Wait. Hold on.
Tim Allen, not Tom Allen. Tim Allen.
Are you sure right now?
Listen, this is the animating king over here.
How would I not know that shit? Come on.
Hold on.
Look, we're all like feverishly Googling the voices of Toy Story.
Yeah, everybody knows.
Actually, I think I've had this conversation before.
Really?
But
you're right. They have the same exact voice.
Tom Hanks, Tim Allen, Don Rickles.
Tim Allen and George Clooney have the same voice?
The same exact voice. If you never told me that, for the rest of my life, I would have thought that was George Clooney.
Really?
Well, if he had told you, remembered, because a few moments ago you said you remember everything he said.
Yeah.
So maybe he didn't tell you.
So, but what were you going to say about George Clooney and that, about Toy Story? You were going to say
the voice.
Oh,
like
you said
the voice.
That if it
weren't
him,
like,
it would be the same.
Yeah, like that person that plays Jesse, I think it's Annie Potts.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
If they got someone else to play that, I feel like the movie would have like a different feel.
Yeah, the voices are important, but remember that movie that came out, like Planet of the Apes?
Yeah.
That was all animated.
Right.
That was all created.
But they were dressed up.
No, I understand that. And there's a huge point of, even though that's the actor,
right?
You know, and you need that skill to be able to perform that. It's amazing how you can create something totally.
Right.
Is my point.
Right. They did that whole movie on like green screen.
Yeah, it was unbelievable.
Well, they did motion capture, you know, whereas an actor is actually making the moves and then they transfer them to the ape.
Right.
But
did you watch that trilogy?
You know?
No.
Oh my
but
God!
It's costly. No,
it is costly.
Both
but,
of you are
know,
so
but,
disappointing.
Yeah, I
neither
know.
One of you has seen Planet of the Apes. Here we are talking about it
because we don't care about it. It's not a great movie.
Oh my God! It was so good. I bawled my eyes out on the last.
I will watch it when I have the.
But there's just been
too
many of them.
Yeah,
right?
There's three of them. It's a trilogy. Yeah,
right.
But they're so good.
Yeah.
All right. So maybe I'll take
watch
a look
them.
At it.
Yeah.
And it's just like the way they do it. It's like the apes look so real.
Well, instead of being disappointed, inspire us to make us want
it. No, I do this
like,
all
I'm
the
so
time.
Disappointed in all of you. I'd be like, I want you all to see it because.
Oh, I've been telling him to watch Good Dino. Have you seen that?
No.
Yeah, I'm getting ready to watch that. I have an article about it, too. But what I wanted to say is that I think you were talking about like live action without actors, right? Like animated actors. You could do it. I mean, the thing is that they have such convincing shit right now. So realistic, it's unbelievable. But they actually made a movie called Final Fantasy. That was must have been 20 years ago when my kids were...
No clue.
Yeah, it was a science fiction movie and it was all animated. They try to make the people look real.
Right.
So it was the first attempt at that. Until then,
you mean like there's actually
animating.
No people?
No people.
Like
it's
almost
animated.
Like 3D. Like
it's all 3D animation. Yeah. But the people are animated too. They're not real people.
Yeah.
But they did it all
saying.
With motion capture.
Right,
stuff,
right.
So that was the first attempt at that. I enjoyed it, but
I don't know if I'd like that.
The thing is, I think if you like animation, then you'd get into it because you're like, wow, look how they did
like even
the hair and the clothes.
The progression of animation is awing.
It's unbelievable.
It's really, I remember like even from back in the day when I was little and watched the movie Annie. Right, and like you can see like the string holding the plane, and I'm like, wow. And even like I love like cheesy 80s movies that had like the really bad green screen,
right?
You know, where you know like they're driving in the car, like the 50s, the black and white movies had better green screens than
right,
the
80s, right?
Yeah.
You know, I was like, just reading about that back then, it wasn't green screen because obviously it wasn't digital,
right? So, what
so
was
so they had like Matties, they call them Matties, right? MATTE, is it a Matt or Matty? I don't know,
okay. No clue,
but because I never heard it being said. I only seen it. But, and that was with real cameras. So they would cover, somehow they'd block out the background and put
that's
different things into it. Yeah. But it's that's why it didn't look as realistic as now, you know. But the tools right now are unbelievable. And I'm really enjoying learning all about it again. But it's
so
going to take years to get good
What
again.
Do you want to do with it after you get all this knowledge?
I don't know. Well, create a couple movies.
Because that's what I'm interested in.
Yeah.
Because there's more to why you want to learn about it.
Yeah.
No?
Not really. No, I mean,
you just
want to
learn about it?
Yeah, yeah.
But you're going to create something.
Probably, but I don't know. I haven't set out to do anything yet. I probably will just work as a freelancer in some games and movies and shit like that, TV shows.
A year from now, house, there's going to be like a billionaire because they're creating some new game. Right.
I'm like, don't forget where you came from and the people that told you you could do it.
Let me tell you one thing about me. I've been very innovative, but never rich, man. I don't know how to make
this
money.
This could be the turning
point,
Sam. Get that game going.
No, man.
I would like to be, I'd rather be rich than famous, for sure.
Yeah.
Like, I'd rather have so much money and nobody know who the fuck I am. Well, except for the people that already know me.
I get that.
You know what I mean?
You know, I was just in Colorado a couple of weeks ago, and I'm walking through Pearl Street in Boulder, and it was like this amazing little place.
I've never been there, but I've always wanted
beautiful.
To go, yeah.
And Julia Roberts is like walking down the street, like so nonchalantly, like, and no one even like cares because it's just a different vibe there. You know, there's like no paparazzi, there's no TMZ. And I'm like, that's when you're able to be that successful, that wealthy, that famous, and be in a town where you can just walk down the street and people leave you alone. I'm
right.
Like, that's a nice place to live.
Yeah, she lives out there?
No, she lives here in Calabasas. But I guess, I don't know what she was doing there, but it was definitely her because we were like, that's not her. I'm like, no, 100%.
Right.
You know, and they're like, well, why isn't anyone going? I'm like, because this is Boulder. Like, you have that respect. Like, right. Just enjoy nature and come to life in Colorado.
Right.
Really? I love Colorado.
I just rewatched
Pretty Woman.
Pretty Woman. And every time I see Richard Gere now, I just think about how he had to go to the doctor's to get a gerbil stuck up his ass.
Yeah. Do you know he's becoming a father again, I think, at 61?
Are you serious?
Yes. I think that's the age. New York Post posted an article on Instagram the other day, like, Richard Gere is a father again.
Yeah.
Or
well,
be a father
if you're Richard Gere, you'll find someone.
But
to
would
have
you
want to
be a father again?
Yeah.
You would?
Yeah.
Wait, what do you mean?
Meaning, like, how old are your children now?
Yeah, 25,
oh, like he's
28.
Having a baby.
Again.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
All these years later.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't be fair for the kid.
I mean
he could
gonna
die
be,
tomorrow.
Yeah,
you know?
That's what I'm saying. Like, your dad, when his kid is 20, he'll be 81.
Listen, my father I was 8 when my father died, and he was in his 50s. So Richard Gere could literally is 95.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true. But would the kid want a father that old? I don't
well,
know,
that's,
man.
But that's all the kid would know.
Right.
Yeah, that's
you
true.
Know, so,
that's
but
true.
For me, it's like,
is
I don't want
younger?
Kids, period. Yeah, much younger. But for me, I'm like, I don't want any because I was like, ooh, I'm too free of a spirit. I know that I would be a great father, but I would just be like, we're going here, we're going there. And to drag, you know, an individual with you to all of
do
your
you have
functions.
Pets?
No. No pets, no plants, no kids. If you need to water it, feed it, or walk it, I don't want it.
Oh, my God.
I know. But, you know, for Sam, who has
no
two children, would you want to have another child now?
Yeah,
another
I would.
You would? And
I
raise
love
that
little
child?
Kids, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But your
but
own.
But do you want your own little
right.
kids? Yeah, you might
that's
love them. But do you want your own
you don't
little
have grandchildren.
Kids? Do you want to change
right.
diapers again?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind it at all.
See, okay.
Really?
Yeah,
all
but right. that's unusual, you know. I mean,
I don't know why we're acting surprised. That's what he wants.
Like, I want to have kids, but, like, not till, like, 35. Like, I need to get my career together. Like, I need to film at least 2 Lifetime movies, a Hallmark movie, maybe do 2 more reality
that.
Shows. Because like, Gabby tells me all the time, you're so selfish. You know, low-key am, because my sister can't do anything she wants to do because she puts her kid first, which is great. By all means, every mom should do that. I'm just not.
Right.
Ready to
I think
that.
That's a responsibility. I think that that's really noble of you, Tara. Yeah. Like the responsibility and the consciousness to say, you know what, I'm not ready to have them
right.
yet. Because like, you want to provide for them.
One of the conversations right. we had on set yesterday was there was a few women that had children. They're like, yeah, I don't put my kid first. And the way they said it, but they said it so confidently, I was like, you're trash.
Yeah.
But she was like, it's not a problem. I'm putting myself first. I'm like, when you have a kid, it's your obligation, especially if the dad's not in the picture, it's your obligation to put that child first.
That's your obligation.
Yeah.
Not everybody has that obligation.
I know, but I'm like, I don't want to be that.
Okay.
But that's what happens.
No, I like that you don't.
But that's
what cool.
happens when you have kids before you're ready to have kids.
Yeah, and for some people, kids are an obstacle, you know? I mean, I know a couple people who are like that. And the kids turn out fucked up, you know?
Yeah.
So you don't want to... If you make the kid feel like they're not wanted or they're in the way or something,
right.
they'll know.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you know, I know a lot of kids who have great parents and they're fucked up too.
Yeah.
You know?
That's true.
So you never know what direction life is going to bring you. But you don't have grandkids yet, do you?
No, no.
Oh, wait till that
probably
happens.
Probably
going
to be a while. I don't know.
Listen, you never know. Yeah. All it takes is one night.
I know. Well, my daughter doesn't seem to be in that direction. I think she's still sexually unsure.
Oh, that's fine.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
So and, she might be a lesbian?
I think she said she was. So, but I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
I think
at this
she
point.
Said she was. Are you listening?
I just got to tell
was
you
that,
I haven't seen her in months. You know, but
oh,
it
really?
Was a conversation. Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God, that's crazy. Because if my dad lived close to me, there's no way I'm going months without seeing him.
I know.
It's so hard for me for him to be on the other side of the country. Like I call him so much and he never answers, and I text him like, "Dad, you have to talk to me."
Yeah,
I haven't talked to you.
No, but
week.
I'm finding out now, like shit that my my ex told the kids when they were young.
Oh, okay. No.
And now they remember that as the only thing that happened. I'm like, that's not the way it happened, right. You know, and that's terrible. So,
you know, the best advice I ever heard from a divorced couple was, let's show our children. Let's give them. We didn't give them a great example of what a marriage is, but let's give them a great example of what a divorce is.
Right.
You know, and like I think to me, like that's really. That's putting love out there, you know,
right,
where it's like, let's not talk shit about each other and let's be a good example of what divorced parents should be.
Right.
You
right.
know, because all of your internal stuff between husband, wife, wife, whatever it is that that's between you two.
Right.
You know, and that's why you're no longer together. But your children shouldn't be subjected to your differences. God bless you.
Thank you.
You know?
No, absolutely. You know, and the thing is, though, I don't think it's always like malicious, but. You know, I mean, they're around her all the time. She could have said things, and they're like, you know. Yeah. So
and you,
I think they're old enough not to listen to everything you're
Well, no,
says.
I'm talking about when they were young.
Oh,
right.
Okay. Because, you know, like, young. I can see what you're saying is showing what a great divorce is, but my parents, their excuse now, because they just got separated, is we stayed together for the kids. But I honestly think sometimes that backfires, because when you guys stay together and you argue and you treat each other like shit, that affects us. Like, I feel like
divorce still sucks, man.
Yeah, they're not divorced. They're just separated, which is weird. I'm like, what are you guys doing there?
Right. Yeah. Well, you know, it's also patterns and mythology, you know, and also brainwashing and suggesting what your father or your mother is and all of that. And to break that pattern and to break that pathology takes a lot of work, but it also takes, in some cases, it takes even, you know, psychological work.
Right.
Where, like, you know, if a parent is really bashing the other parent and being irresponsible, those children really, they suffer.
Right.
You know, there was a parenting show yesterday that we did with Jessica.
Uh-huh.
And the mother and daughter, they have a great relationship. They're loving to one another. I know them personally. And what was interesting was that they said, what is your dream? And the daughter said, it's my dream to have a family that, like a solid family.
Right.
Because she's been through two divorces.
Right.
You know, and for her, it was important to see that because her mother said, listen, even though these didn't work, we're still a family.
Right.
You know, and I thought that was interesting from a perspective of a 16-year-old to have a dream to have a solid family.
Right.
You know,
and that's interesting. So it just shows you how impactful it is for kids
and
when
aware
there's
they
divorce,
are.
You know.
I feel like the best kind of, not like the best situation, but when people get divorced and they can remain friends, so when you do like holidays and stuff, it's still like you got that big giant family, but daddy's got a new girlfriend and mommy's got a new boyfriend, but everyone gets along.
That's right.
But that like rarely happens. Like ever. Yeah. Only in movies, probably.
There was that great show, Brothers and Sisters on ABC.
Yeah, I've never seen it.
Yeah, the writing strike, man, that killed it. But, you know, it went through all of the turmoils of a family and what everyone goes through. All the dynamics are what, you know, I think teach us what life is. Right. No experience is ever wasted.
Splitting up together. Have you seen that show?
No.
Ellen DeGeneres' show.
Oh, yeah. I want to see that.
Yeah, they're kind of like trying to do that type of thing. Like they live together still, but they're not separated. Mm-hmm. And then they get jealous and they both start dating different people. And then they're like, okay, do I really want to be separated from you? Mm-hmm. I only watched like 3-4 episodes.
Yeah, it's fun.
The acting is kind of not that good, which is crazy because I like both of them.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just the acting is kind of brutal.
Yeah. If you could have done anything different as a father, what would you have done?
Try to stay together, I guess, with the kids. I don't know.
With the kids.
Or with their mom, I guess. But I don't know that that's possible if you fall out of love, you know. You
yeah,
don't like
and that's a long life anymore. Just to stay with someone if you're not in love with them.
Right, you know, but no, I don't know, because I spent as much time as I could with my kids after the divorce. So it's not like I've been an absent father or anything. So I don't know that I would necessarily have done something different, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I never thought about that, you know.
No, it's interesting, you know, the terminology fall out of love. I just think, you know, our body changes every 7 years with allergies. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's like, do we really fall out of love or do we just grow? And then, you know, and I think when we look at it at the perspective, we're all evolving and growing.
Right. Right.
Yeah. So who I was 7 years ago, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, isn't who I am today. And who I was with 20 years ago, 15 years ago, whatever it is, isn't who I would be with today.
Exactly.
You know, and I think when there's that realization of we are all just growing and evolving, it's not that I'm falling out of love. I'm figuring out who I still am, and I need to grow and find someone who can appreciate that.
But some people grow together, and some people grow apart, you know? Yeah. And
either way, it's beautiful. Yeah, because when you grow apart, you open yourself to receive someone new.
Right.
And likewise.
And, and people have to understand
my
that.
My mom's not at that point yet, but we're trying to get her there. Like, I'm like, you have to be willing to, like, meet somebody else. You can't be stuck on dad for the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. Like, both of you weren't happy. And I know you don't understand that because this is brand new to you. And he just left. Like, he just left her right before the holidays.
Okay.
But he wasn't happy.
Right. And I'm sure she wasn't either.
Yeah. She says that she wasn't. Like, Mom, you weren't happy. You treated dad. You never laughed at any of his jokes. And even if he breathes, you were like, stop breathing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like, come on. You're alone now, but you don't have to be alone.
You know, I tell people all the time when I do this show, Max and Friends, I tell people, listen, you know, you have to thank your ex because they showed you who you don't want to be with.
Yeah.
You know?
I can't say that about a couple of my exes. I still need closure. Please call me.
Closure is a very interesting word.
Yeah.
It's necessary, I think. It really is, you know?
Sometimes I just want answers. Like, for instance, that guy Max that I was telling you about, it's like, when I hear that he's with
you
someone
still
new,
like him.
No, I'll never get over it until he explains to me what happened. Yeah. Like, now that he's like traveling.
Why don't we call him, Sam? Get him on the phone.
Yeah. Do you have his number? I don't have his number anymore.
We'll do like that Ryan Seacrest. Yeah. Oh, I have a bunch of free flowers for you. Who are you gonna send them to? Meanwhile, the wife is on the other line.
Yeah. Horrible.
He's like, I'm gonna send them to the girl at the gym.
I guess.
We're just like, what are you talking about?
No, I know. And
all right, the next show we'll get him on the line.
It's happened, yeah, but what's interesting is, don't the people have to okay that? They have to okay.
No, I don't know how. Not on the phone.
How'd they do the live?
You only have to be okay if it's been filmed. They can be like, blur my face.
No, I don't think so. Because, like, when I watch clips on Howard Stern, I think they have to clear it with everybody.
No,
before they do.
Definitely not.
You know, if you don't know.
Yeah.
I don't,
you know what? I guess the best answer for me to say, I don't know. Cause I
we don't know.
I don't think so though. Cause I've done radio shows before, like back in Boston, I did like two or three and I made a guest appearance and they didn't clear shit with me.
Yeah. Look. No, not that. But when they call you on the phone and you don't know what the fuck's
going on. No, I've done phone interviews. I've done in-person interviews. No one's ever cleared anything with me.
It's crazy. I mean, I don't understand what I don't understand is the psyche of the person agreeing to have a conversation with a stranger about free flowers and who do you want to give them to.
Right.
And if
I would have that conversation.
Yeah, but if you're not listening to the radio, like, don't you know that this is like a thing? Like, you're getting catfished? Like,
I probably wouldn't. I'd probably be so excited. I'm like, okay, send them to my mom.
Okay, but you're cute, you know? But it's like, I don't know. I think if you have to set up your husband, there's already an issue at home.
Oh, yeah.
Like, a radio show is not going to help
right.
you.
Back
you know what I'm saying?
Back in Boston, there's this radio station called Jammin' 94. It's like the hip-hop station. Mm-hmm. And they do this thing in the morning called Second Dates. So people will call in and say, I went on this date. I had an amazing time, but he hasn't called me since. So they're like, give me his number.
Okay.
And they call him and they're like, hey, like, we know that you went on a date with so-and-so. Can you tell us why it didn't work? And people would be going in.
Isn't that funny?
And then they pop up on the line like, are you kidding me? I'm like, oh my, like this guy.
Wait, did you just censor yourself?
I did. That was weird, right?
That was so weird. Like,
she didn't want to shout it
wasn't
out.
Wasn't that amazing?
So
like, there was this girl who went on a date with this guy and she said it went really well. They went back to her place, but like, he went to the bathroom, he came out and he's like, I'm really tired, I've got to go. And she's like, okay. And she thought they were going to go on a second date, so they called him and he goes, I went to her bathroom and I was like snooping around, which I know I shouldn't have done.
Found pills.
No, he said, I found a dildo, like a black dildo, which was way bigger than my dick. And I just feel like I was going to disappoint her.
Okay. My aunt was on a date and she was in her like 70s and the guy was probably in his 70s too.
Yeah.
And he sat down and the first thing he said to her was, I'm rich, but I'm leaving all my money to my kids. She's ordered a martini. She finished the martini and she said, I have to go to the bathroom and left.
Oh my God.
I said,
why
you just
would
stayed
you say
for
that?
Dinner. Well, because I guess at 70, you think like, why is this woman into me?
But you know, she was 72.
I know, but it's a very, I don't know. That's an insecurity, I guess. You know, thinking that men, women just want him for his money.
I would have eaten, I would have gotten I would have had the dinner. Tail. I would have had the steak. I would have been like, call me. Goodbye.
Right? Yeah.
But it's well, we're out of time, folks.
How did that happen?
Yeah, I know, right? They've been like, I feel like the past 2 days have been really quick. Like, boom, boom, boom. Done.
Oh, and okay. It's Friday.
Well, yeah.
It is a Friday.
All right.
Max, tell people how they can find you.
You can find me on Twitter at Max Tucci, on Instagram at Max Tucci Radio, and every Sunday night here on LA Talk Radio at 8 p.m. Pacific Time, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard.
Yeah, and but I'm, there's a two in your name, right?
No, that's my private one.
Okay.
At Max Tucci Radio is my public one. But also,
my bad.
Yeah, and I want you all to get the LA Talk Radio app because it's so easy, it's super convenient, and you can find me on Max and Friends there Sunday nights.
There you go. Danny, thank you.
You are welcome.
And good luck to you today with the shoot and everything. Thanks. It can't be all that bad if you're on boats and shit, right?
They told me to bring like a club dress and a green screen outfit. Mm-hmm. So I was like, all right, let me bang out this green screen.
Just wear a green dress so you're part of the whole backdrop.
Oh, I know. They hate when you do that. They hate when you wear stripes, white, red. I'm like, okay. I bought a sparkly little top.
Right.
Yeah, for you.
Well, everybody, thank you all for listening. Sorry about the Facebook problems. I don't know if I'll ever fucking figure it out because, you know what? Everything that's like technology fucking doesn't work. You know? It always works until it doesn't.
Collusion.
Right? Yeah. There you go. It's a conspiracy against me. All right, everybody. Thank you all for listening. Have a great weekend. We'll see you all here on Monday.
Bye.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.